The Tasman Great Taste Trail passes through orchards, vineyards, spectacular beaches, rivers and hills and valleys. Tēnā koutou, I'm Stephen Day, and today I'm talking to Gillian Ratt, the chair of the Nelson Tasman Cycle Trail Trust. She tells us a little bit about what the Trust does.
The Nelson Tasman Cycle Trail Trust was set up specifically around the opportunity created by government funding for great rides. And a group of people who are enthusiastic for the Nelson-Tasman region worked alongside Nelson City Council and Tasman District Council, our two local government councils, to put together proposals for the Great Taste Trail. The Great Taste Trail is the loop that starts in Nelson and then goes and does a circuit through the Tasman region, around the coast, all the way around to Kaikeri from Richmond. And then you can ride down the or up the Motueka Valley to Tapuera, back through Spooner's Tunnel, which is an old railway tunnel, and back to Richmond. So that's around 175-kilometre loop. And the other trail is the Dun Mountain Trail, which is also known as the Coppermine Ride, and that's a loop, mountain biking loop, that goes from Nelson up behind Nelson towards the Dun Mountain to a saddle called the Coppermine Saddle, and that follows the old route of the old Dun Mountain Railway line, which was a mining railway line that was put in, I think, in the early 1900s, and then drops over into the Maitai and comes back to Nelson again. So that's you get right up into the subalpine and up off the bush line, and a day ride from Nelson with great views out over the coast. And yeah,
it's an incredible part of the country. Do you have many people using the trails?
Yes, we do. I mean, the trails are quite different. The Great Taste Trail is targeted. It's a sort of easy couple of sections that you might call intermediate trail, so sort of targeted at, you know, family riding, people who want to ride nice scenery, places to stop along the way, as in the Great Taste Trail name. But it's not just about food tastes, it's about taste of Nelson Tasman, just, you know, the variety of scenery, coast, inland areas. And on the Great Taste Trail, we've got counters, and over the year we get around 200,000 that we count on that trail.
That's a lot, yeah.
So it's a lot of locals ride on it, but also we're getting increasing numbers of visitors from elsewhere in the country and from overseas. The Dun Mountain, obviously, that's not as accessible to everybody, I guess. It's a reasonably technical mountain ride, sort of mountain bike ride, intermediate to advanced. And we haven't got such good records on the Dun Mountain Trail, but we're getting sort of 10,000 to 20,000 a year riding on that.
So perhaps you could tell me a little bit about what the Trust does to get these trails up and running.
Sure. So I guess the first thing we do is raise the funds. Without the funds, you're not going to build too much trail. So there's been this money that's come through the Central Government Great Rides Fund, but that has to be matched by local sources. So Nelson City Council and Tasman District Council have been very supportive in contributing towards the cost of building the trails. So generally it's a 50-50 split, needing to find half local money and half from government. And we've also had local businesses that have contributed in kind, and that can be recognised in terms of what the real value of it is. So there's that fundraising side, but then obviously you have to build the trail, and the Trust employs a trail manager and project manager, really, construction project manager, and that's done under contract with the councils. And then we also look after maintenance. So I guess you'd say we're raising the funds, project managing construction, maintaining the trails. And I guess another key aspect also with the Great Taste Trail is that there are parts of the trail that go across private land. So our project manager and trail manager have done a lot of sitting down and having cups of tea with local landowners and negotiating with them for access in some parts across private land.
Yeah. I've been following both trails through the work we do, and you've opened up a lot of new tracks for people in recent years. I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about them.
Sure. I guess for me, the sort of favourite parts on the Great Taste Trail, which is the one that we've really done the most constructing on, the section through Spooner's Tunnel is a great section of trail, both from the sort of historical perspective, and that it goes through the old, what was the what was termed the railway to nowhere, when there was a plan to connect a railway line between Nelson and the West Coast.
Yeah.
And there was a 1.4-kilometre tunnel put through underneath Spooner's Saddle, which is where the road goes over if you drive out of Nelson towards the coast or through the Lewis Pass. So we've improved the surface through the tunnel, but basically it's still there, the tunnel as it was constructed for the railway. But yeah, that section through the tunnel is quite special. Another section I really enjoy is the section of the trail that goes through to Kaitere, where you go on to the Kaitere Mountain Bike Park, and there's a section of trail that we call Easy Rider, which is an easy mountain bike trail. So you have to be comfortable with off-road riding, but it's one that kids seem to particularly enjoy because it's, a little bit of an adventure, goes through some lovely regenerating bush.
Yeah. What's the Trust's goals for the future? Where are you heading from here?
Our immediate goal is to complete the Great Taste Trail. So it's a 175-kilometre loop, but at the moment, if you want to ride, complete the link between Kohatu and Motueka, that's riding on the road. So
yeah,
we have funding to take a lot more of that off-road and put that into off-road trail. But beyond that, I guess we have a broader aim, which is, just to encourage development of off-road cycle trails in the region. We'd like to see some better off-road connecting trails between both from Marlborough and over into Golden Bay and then sort of towards the west coast. So that's reasonably ambitious in the long term. But yes, I mean the broader aim just to see more and more off-road trails.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Hey, thank you for your time, Jill, and I really appreciate the conversation.
Pleasure. Thank you for touching base.